You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Joining us first up in the studio today is artist Aiko Olekan, one half of the show Believe in the Journey. It's a duo exhibition with Ōtautahi-based artist Grace Crothall. The show addresses Disney Pixar's changing literary landscape. It slips into bleached, frozen, yes, that's the movie, aesthetic voids, and taps into enchantment and the loss of it. Kia ora, Aiko. It's great to have you in the studio. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, let's start by talking about your and Grace's collaborative creative relationship. How did you come to know each other and what has led to this show?
Christchurch is quite a small place, and I think Grace and I just started getting coffee together pretty much every week out of artistic boredom. And almost immediately, actually, it's probably 2 years ago, started working on this show and started talking about Disney and started talking about Elsa and the evolution of Disney, where that was going, just from an aesthetic standpoint of how it's changing. And I think we both felt like there's something kind of weird and funny there that interested us. Mm. And the weird texture of Frozen as like an aesthetic, like CGI artwork, was so strange to us, and we kind of tapped into it for something and just talked about it for like 2 years. And then I kind of pulled it all together this year to actually get the work out and have a show.
Mm. And Disney, Pixar, are those films that you both grew up watching or something that you came to later in life?
Well, this is the joy of it, is that Grace is 8 years older than me, so we grew up with a different relationship to Disney. And she grew up what she calls the Renaissance, which is Disney's period, like late 80s to late 90s, when they were making like the Hans Christian Andersen films and stuff, as a separate thing too. And by 2013, Frozen, that's kind of my generation, and Happy Feet or something, or those like weird Barbie movies they made that I watched through my sister. Yeah. So we were like subject to like different landscapes.
Yeah, interesting. So I guess there's two sides to the show. Yes, it's a collaborative show, but you're showing quite different work. Let's talk first about Grace's work, an aesthetic study of this changing landscape. What exactly is Grace exhibiting?
It's just an art show. It's just some sculpture, and the way Grace goes about it is, I think she kind of amasses like this very large like relational installation of all these elements in a room, which sort of like reconstructs space or us space. And in the past, that's often been like the Pentecostal church or other subject matter, but this time it's Disney. And so that space is constructed kind of in Minecraft, actually, in this space, because there's a weird crossover with Frozen and Minecraft that I think we both found really funny and interesting. And
in terms of like the built world?
Yeah. 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 It's esoteric. It's good. So that's Grace's work, and then I'm just offering digital photographs, and that's kind of my medium of choice, and that's the two things to bring together. And the beautiful thing about it is that it started like so frozen intensive, and that was kind of this weird culture item that got us excited. But I think it's actually not like a terrific amount of Frozen or even Renaissance Disney like left in this show. It's kind of carved into something else. And hopefully we've taken like everything inside those children's movies that interested us and like kind of washed away the fat and like found something that's like, that is really interesting and true and like sticky about them.
Mm. And let's talk about your work specifically, the photographs you're exhibiting. They're both digital and found. So what does your photographic practice look like, and specifically in the lead up to this show?
Well, it was 2 years. So I feel like I kind of made this body of work first by photographing Frozen. And then I did that, and then I sort of waited another year and I got bored again, and I didn't feel like I was being as brave as I could be about it. I also felt like by this point I developed my photographic practice enough that I had something else to say, or that I could say what I wanted to say about Frozen without having to point to it directly. And that's what I tried to do. But I just take pictures every week, and I plan them, and I carry my camera everywhere, and I pick them up if I find them on the street, like this one found image in the show. And I pick the five best ones every week, whatever, and I put them in a folder, and then I keep going. And then when it comes time for the show, you get them out of the box and you pick the five best ones out of the five best ones out of the week for a year.
Yes, okay.
And then you've got a show.
And how important do you think the conversation between yourself and Grace has been? Like, do you think you would have been able to interrogate Disney as far as you have through these works or come to this place without having her alongside you as a conversation partner?
No. Yeah, it's been a really been about the conversation. Mm. Absolutely. We've definitely, like, beyond interrogated Disney. We've, like, just, like, taken... Yeah, we've just completely defiled Disney. I think we've just been... There's really no corner left untouched. And I don't know why. I don't know why we did that. I don't know why we took Disney and just talked about it every week for 2 years, but we did.
And yeah, and
something,
I mean,
interesting came out of it.
Yeah, that's so much of creative practice is taking those threads and just following them.
Yeah.
Until something comes out. Hey, and let's talk about the exhibition space. So you're showing it up on Karangahape Road, right on the corner there of East Street and Karangahape. Mm. How do you envision that? It's showing for 4 days?
5 days.
5 days. Yeah. How do you envision people interacting with the space or coming to encounter the works?
I think initially very drunkenly and hopefully very closely packed. So that'd be nice.
At the opening?
Yes.
Yep.
Maybe. And then after that, we'll see in the carnage, when when the carnage has fallen away the next day, we'll see how they actually interact in space. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's what we're setting up on the installation. And Grace's work is just so spatial that it'll be, we've got like, I think we've dedicated pretty much 2 days actually to setting up the space because, which is, you know, a big chunk of the time we have at the space because it's so important how that carries out.
And that space has quite large open windows, so will passers-by be able to see inside?
I hope so.
Inside?
I wish I could tell you more, but I just saw the space and I was like, that looks good enough to me.
Okay,
and I
great.
Desperately called the landlord and I was like, please, please, please. So...
Well, listeners will have to head along to see the show for themselves. Where can they go to do that? When is the show opening?
The show is opening on the 23rd of June, which is next Friday. 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then it's open for 5 days.
Yeah. Is that 5 days to Tuesday? I think so.
Yeah.
Tuesday, following Tuesday closes.
Okay, great. And you're also having an artist talk at some point.
Yes.
If listeners want to come along to that, which I believe is on the 24th, what can they expect to hear?
It'll be more interesting than this because the artist talk is really because Grace makes such complex work and Grace wants to talk about it. And Grace is a great talker. And I think the beautiful thing about Grace's work is that she, like, takes the spirit of something and like embeds it in like the surface of an aesthetic or an object, so it'll be like the way that, you know, a certain chair you saw as a child kind of strikes a weird memory. You know, I'm thinking of like her last show, which is about Sunday school, you know, so she kind of just takes these weird things that strike a chord in you in this weird way, and I think when you do that, you also, it's kind of like a, it's like a minimalist process where you strip away like extra context from it. And so I think that often means that she needs to like inject that context with the text or with talking.
Yes.
Otherwise the whole show would be kind of too obvious to be beautiful or something.
Mm.
So it'll be great. And we've got a writer, Flo Claridge from Christchurch, who's going to host that for us.
She's great.
She's great.
Cool. Oh, we'll definitely make sure that you get along to that. Thank you so much, Aiko, for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.